Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Tom Jones of the Cattlemen's Beef Board on the separation of the Federation of State Beef Councils after this.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up, this Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stopped listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
We know paying for insurance is a necessary part of the world we live in. At American Farmers and Ranchers Mutual Insurance, we can help take the bite out of paying insurance premiums for your home, auto, farm, and business. We offer discounts for multi-policy, paying on time, good driving records, and more. Check it out on our website or call us at 1-800-324-7771 to locate a local American Farmers and Ranchers agent near you.
The 11-member Cattlemen's Beef Board Executive Committee has voted unanimously to recommend complete separation between the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Federation of State Beef Councils. We're talking about that once again today with Tom Jones, Vice Chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. He's a cattle producer from the state of Arkansas. And he says it's important to realize that the CBB has oversight and responsibility for the entire dollar that's collected at the local level by state beef councils.
The National Beef Checkoff is a national program. In law, USDA has oversight over not only the national program, but the Federation of State Beef Councils, clearly stated in the act and the order. Our role as administrator is not only over the national half of the checkoff, but also over the state beef councils. But that doesn't have to be some adversarial relationship. It needs to be a collaborative relationship where we work with states. A lot of states who have a lot of checkoff money that they want to put in other parts of the country and on projects to do things to build beef demand where the people are. And I'm very proud of those programs. Let me make this very clear. I'm not only proud of the programs that we try to work on. We don't need to let this get into a situation where we're saying those program people with NCBA aren't doing good with the work they're doing, because that would taint this into an argument that we shouldn't be having. We're doing programs that are working good. We're just not doing them in an atmosphere where everyone can trust they're being done right.
With NCBA raising this whole argument by this government structure proposal, have they let a genie out of the bottle that now if they backed up and said, hey, we're just going to leave things alone, would there still be some demands out there, do you think, that the Federation needs to be separated out more?
You cannot grab that balloon once it goes up in the air. This issue has been there 3 years ago when the Beef Board did its process on improvements to the checkoff. 90% of the comments we had made were that before any increase in the checkoff would be looked at by the industry, they wanted the Federation separated. That genie's out of the bottle. It's out there. What happens with it? I'm not a fortune teller, but to say that anymore it has to be the discussion under the table, no, it's out on top of the table now.
And NCBA really instigated that with this government's proposal.
NCBA chose their path on their governance, and I guess what has come out of it has come out of it.
CBB's Tom Jones. Meanwhile, the NCBA says they'll have their bylaws done by the end of June and let USDA review them at that time. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample the more than 500 events and attractions all across our state. At Lavender Valley Acres near Apache, enjoy an atmosphere of peace and relaxation among the beautiful scents and colors of lavender. Walk through the lavender garden and then shop a wide selection of lavender products. Be sure and look for the Event Your Passport contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real growing adventure.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.